Agentic systems in production require careful attention. This is Assessment CC403, Deployment and Operations, the Claude Code Mastery Capstone. We'll focus on the execution, monitoring, and evaluation of these complex systems. This multi-agent architecture shows how components like agents, load balancers, and data pipelines work together through a central server. It's about ensuring reliability and performance. Our main objective is transitioning agent design into full production. We're tackling a complex task, taking a raw business requirements document and having an autonomous, governed, multi-agent system handle the entire web application lifecycle. Think architecture, implementation, verification, secure deployment, all orchestrated automatically. The successful deployment of a secure web application hinges on this. To keep things running smoothly, we focus on a few critical areas. First, synchronization ensures seamless bidirectional merging across machines. This preserves state and avoids overwrites. Then, deployment. We use server strategies designed for autonomous agent workloads. Next, observability provides continuous monitoring, health checks, and complete audit trails. Finally, resilience is paramount to maintaining stability. The synchronization imperative is critical. Simple overwrites destroy local context, those valuable memory vectors. When synchronizing across machines, additive merging is essential. This approach safeguards the memory system, preserving the complete historical trajectory. Consider what I call destructive sync. A remote server overwrites a local database data lost. Bidirectional additive merge is the better approach. During deployment, continuous telemetry is key for operations and observability. To maintain a healthy system, we need to monitor agent states, token consumption, and even memory collection growth. Watching these trends helps us catch issues early. Then we need to alert on critical events. Think unhandled exceptions, policy engine blocks, or quality gate failures. The Capstone Execution Protocol ensures secure deployments. It starts with ingesting the business requirements document, then classifying the tier. Next, orchestration kicks in. Passing through security gates follows, leading to audit validation. Finally, the system deploys, and we present it. Think of it this way: security depends on every transition. We need each of these steps to be rock solid. The first critical step is bringing data in and categorizing it. We begin by capturing all business requirements from the source document and putting them into a BRD tracker. It's critical that we don't miss any. Then, the system uses a risk assessment, looking at multiple factors to place the task into a risk tier. This tier automatically defines the policy engine's boundaries. Orchestration ensures agents work independently, preventing conflicts. Each agent's output must align with the capability matrix. Think of quality gates as checkpoints. The system advances only after clearing all blocking gates, from the initial phase through phase 6. It's crucial that the final pre-release check uses our most advanced reasoning model, Opus, to ensure a smooth release. Step 5, governance and audit validation, is where we ensure accountability. To clear this, you'll demonstrate your multi-agent system was properly governed, both cryptographically and systemically. Think of tool blocking, delegation, and memory rights. All of that feeds into an append-only SQLite wall database. Our audit then validates trust enforcement, ensuring the trust broker enforces strict limits. That's critical for a robust system. Step 6 focuses on secure, API key deployment, and proper sanitization. Exposing unsanitized keys is a huge risk. Never hard code API keys directly into your code. Instead, think environment variables. Using something like os.environ.getAPI key is a deployment requirement for keeping those keys safe. During the presentation, I'll show you exactly how we ensure full traceability. Our deployment readiness hinges on addressing key risks. We want to avoid things like destructive overwrites, and thinking passing tests is always enough. Ideally, we're seeing the opposite. Bidirectional additive merges, formal validation, strict least privilege access, and formal intent engineering. These practices signal a much higher likelihood of successful deployments. The Capstone rubric prioritizes practical application and thoroughness. Implementation carries significant weight, demanding genuine integrations, so avoid any stubs. BRD extraction, quality gates, and governance are also key areas. For BRD extraction, aim for complete requirements tracking. Quality gates depend on successfully navigating all phase gates. Governance requires a detailed audit trail with enforced trust boundaries. Good luck. To ensure consistent quality, remember how we assess submissions. A score in the 90s means it's excellent, fully production ready. In the 80s, it's a pass, demonstrating a solid grasp with just minor gaps. Below that, remediation is needed, review the relevant CC400 topics before resubmitting. Anything below 60 will require retaking the module. Keep in mind that architecture counts just as much as the code itself. Think of deployment like a chain. We call ours the unbroken chain of custody, and it guarantees security, accuracy, and traceability every step of the way. It begins with our CLI tools, the execution foundation. We then layer on automated workflows using hooks and plugins. Next, AI agents and decision-making orchestrate everything intelligently.